The coronavirus pandemic has seen a huge outpouring of people who have gone above and beyond in supporting others through this difficult time, which is why Charity RNIB have chosen to recognize these people and organizations through this year's See Differently Awards 2020, which will take place online. And to tell me more about the awards and how we can vote, I'm joined today by RNIB's Lorna Forbes. Hi, Lorna.
Hi.
Seems like only yesterday the See Differently Awards took place, and yet here we are. It's a new year. It's a bit different as well. And despite everything, the awards are still continuing. They're still happening virtually. So why did you feel it was important for the charity to see them happen?
Many of your listeners will know that we ran the See Differently Awards last year, because, you know, RNIB are completely committed to recognising outstanding contributions both for and by people with sight loss. And I think with this year, we all know that it's been a really testing year for everyone, but there's still been some really great sort of acts of kindness and contribution that have been going on. And so we felt compelled to do something, even though on a slightly smaller scale, to recognise those contributions.
And it also brings something nice and positive into this, I guess, uncertain time and with things changing so much. So it's great to see them happening. And they are a bit different because even the categories changed this year.
Absolutely. So the main awards are, I suppose, are very much about looking at what's going on in the sector in a, you know, normal year, if we can remember what that is. Whereas these awards are very much about recognising the amazing stuff that's been happening throughout this coronavirus period. And as such, we've created categories that really reflect that. So our three categories are Best Community Contribution. And these awards go to someone that has made a real positive difference off their own back, just to respond and support their friends, neighbours, communities in this difficult time. But then, you know, we've also got the category Best Corporate Response. And we know that there are some businesses that have absolutely pivoted their business actions to respond to, again, their communities and their customers. So we really wanted to recognise that. And our third category, Best Media Impact, is about really shining a spotlight on media outlets that have really supported blind and partially sighted people through this time, either by, I suppose, raising awareness of the situation for blind and partially sighted people, or again, just using their reach and their medium to communicate to people sort of what's going on, where they might be able to find help, and just supporting in that way.
And was it difficult to choose the nominees? Because there's quite a few people in groups in each category.
So it was incredibly difficult, because the way that we found nominees this time is we went out and we sort of searched what was already happening out there. So we looked at stories that had already appeared in the media that were relevant. We reached out to our sight loss community to ask if there was anybody that they thought deserved some sort of recognition. And we spoke to staff internally with different connections and networks across the sector to see if they were aware of any, you know, great work or acts of kindness that had gone on. But as you can imagine, you know, they weren't in short supply. So what we've tried to do is shortlist it to the people that we thought stood out the most, and for a variety of reasons. And we've tried to keep the categories reasonably short, just so people can take the time to engage with each one. So under each category, there are four nominees.
So let's talk about the important thing now, which is how can we vote?
Right. So we've, again, changed the mechanism. So in the previous awards, people would nominate. But this is about looking at the story that you think really stands out to you or resonates with you and voting. So we have two means by which people can vote. They can either text to vote, so just using their mobile phones, texting the code for the nominee. So very simple codes. Each nominee has a code hero from 1 to 12. So there are 12 nominees, and each nominee will have a number or a code hero 1 to 12, and it's to the number that's set out on the website, and that number is 70100. So that's quite a simple way to be able to vote, but we wanted to give another option. So the other option is using our online form, and you'll find that on the page where you can read about the nominee's stories, and you'll simply be asked to click on the link, and then you will tick the box next to the nominees that you would like to vote for.
So you mentioned voting using mobile and texting the code. Does that mean it will cost us something to cast a vote, or is it going to be free?
So we wanted to make sure that there were absolutely no barriers at all to people getting involved. So to text it, it will be completely free. You won't be charged by us to use your phone, and you should not be charged the standard rate from your mobile provider.
That's amazing. So how much more time do we have to cast our vote and choose our coronavirus heroes?
So we've had loads of people nominating in the awards. And as such, we really want to give even more people the opportunity to get involved. So we'll be extending the awards for another couple of days. And the awards, the vote will now close on the 26th of November. For anybody that wants to find out more about the awards, you can visit rnib.org.uk/SD awards.
So that's this year's RNIB See Differently Awards, recognizing the coronavirus heroes. And Lorna Forbes, RNIB's Head of Integrated Marketing, thank you so much for speaking about the awards today on RNIB Connect Radio. And hopefully we can catch up soon and find out how it all went and who our heroes are.
I can't wait to find out myself. Thank you so much. Thank you, Paulina.